All right, good morning. Hey, we're getting rolling here. We're going to have a good day. Got a lot of good stuff to cover. And we are today I'm going to talk about getting a new recruit started. And I think it's, one of the things that happened to me is I changed my whole business by doing one thing, and that was fixing the fallout in the licensing. So I'm going to get into that, kind of using that with Sales Team Pro. So we're going to have a good little fundamentals class today. I think that you guys will like, because bottom line is that this thing works. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you do the deal, it works. And so we're going to get into that. Also, just let you guys know, if Sales Team Pro works, I looked at my cash flow as of today. I'm at $93,000. How about that? We got another few days. So I think I'll hit the 100G mark this month, and not bad for a part-time job. Y'all agree with that? Pretty good part-time plan. You know, my Monday, Tuesday plan works out. That's what we want to do. We want to have more time, more freedom, and more money. Why wouldn't we want to just cut our time in half and double our income? I think that's a good plan. So that's what technology does. And you don't want to go to a gunfight with a knife, right? And that's where technology allows you to do things that would never happen if you didn't put together technology. So be thinking always about, learning more and doing more and getting more engaged. I mean, I learn stuff all the time. We're going to talk about, one of the things we're doing with Answer Connect. I mean, it was just like that. And dadgum, Answer Connect is plugged in. I've been using it for years, been talking about it for years. But, Chris was on here last week talking. We'll be getting into that. But anyway, if you have any support issues, go to support@SalesTeamPro. Any ideas, go to ideas. And I don't know, I guess I found an old slide. You need to contact Kristen. If you're a $100,000 earner, we want to hear from you. That's the best part about this whole thing. May schedule, nothing changes other than look for the June 12th, the kickoff meeting. We'll be giving you details on that. We got our kickoff coming up this weekend. It's going to be incredible, as always. How to integrate old school and the new school, the business. I can tell you, I heard a story about a financial advisor. And get this, this is the kind of stuff that goes on when you're creative. This guy's a financial advisor, and what he does, he's like a chef. He can bake cakes and all this kind of stuff. And so anyway, so this guy goes, and he's done it on Instagram. And what he does is when he gets a new customer, and of course he's not dealing with hundreds of customers, otherwise he'd be a full-time baker, he'll bake them their favorite cake, and it'll have the logo on it and stuff like that. Is that crazy? Putting it on Instagram, next thing you know, he's like this comedian. And so I read about all these things, and I think, man, there's always a better way to skin the cat. You always be thinking that way. If there's a better way, find it. We want to optimize. And so that's what we're going to do on the Saturday. It's about taking the old school methods and connecting them to, new ways of doing business. I hear things all the time from all you guys. We got that. The Nashville event is, we got so much hype about that. Matter of fact, I had Christian and Roxanne David, they were in town this weekend. And so, I'm barely surviving to be able to do this, this event after a Saturday and Sunday, and a Thursday. Gosh, I mean, we just tore it up in Nashville, but he can probably, I think he's going to be on here. He might say a word or two about that a little bit later. But anyway, hey, we sent out a registration survey. So let me kind of walk you through what's going on. We sent out the original survey. We had over 300 different surveys that came back saying, yes, we're coming to Nashville. And then it said, how many people? And it says 2, 10, 30, who knows? Well, the problem is we got everybody and their brother counting everybody and their brother, right? And so what we need to know now is legitimately just you and your spouse, okay, and get your team on it. We sent this out. It went out on, it may have went out this, I don't know when it went out. It went out. Lucas, when did it go out?
It went out yesterday morning, Monday.
Yesterday morning. Okay. So it went out yesterday morning. Now, this is a registration form. It's not a, let's put it this way. It's not a commitment, but we're trying to get ideas on a number of attendees because Nashville is as busy as can be. And if we're going to have 1,000 people, we have to have a room and hotel accommodations for 1,000. If we're going to have 300 people, we're going to do that. So this is just to give us a better understanding. So when we go to the hotels to figure out what's going to happen. The other thing you need to know about this, even though it's the music money, marketing and money, this is not a for-profit for Sales Team Pro. We're going to have fun. And there will be some cost involved in having fun and having a great meeting, but Sales Team Pro is not going to be making money off of this. Sales Team Pro is going to put it together and we're going to, you know, pass on the cost to the number of people. So we'll figure that out, but I need you to get that in so we know what's going on. You know, we talk about new things are always happening. I've gone through this, but guys, I just want to give you an idea of the app. You know, Tommy Lee was talking about the app. You know, that we've got now the Apple and we've got the Android app. Guys, in the last 30 days, you guys have put in 36,000 names in the last 30 days. Think about that. 36,000 names of prospecting. I want you to think about a database with 36,000 names you could get rich on. And it's happening every month right now because you guys are out there doing this stuff. And I can see it just getting bigger and bigger. Spanish Money Series Live, we know about that. The IRAs Live, 30-Day Recruit Series, Stimulus, all that. The FNA landing page looks great. Now, listen to this. Last week, we had Answer Connect. Had a lot of people, the girl from Answer Connect, she calls me and she says, we got a lot of response from this thing. And I said, well, can we connect? And we talked about this before. Can we connect Sales Team Pro to Answer Connect? So when they answer your phone and they answer the phone and they get your name, the customer's name, email address, and phone number, can we just have that thing when they put it in, say it's a new prospect or whatever, instantly just go right into Sales Team Pro? So as a result of that, Steve, what is going on, buddy? Stevie, are you here?
Well, we can do a little demo right now, or you can call on me later.
Oh, so we're live already.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
How about that?
I've got my end done. We're still waiting on to see what data that we can get out of Answer Connect. But as of right at the moment, you can go in and put in your Answer Connect number into our settings page. And as soon as they start doing their thing, you're going to start seeing on a contact record whenever somebody calls into Answer Connect. And for people that are use other ways of getting leads like yourself, if somebody calls in from your radio show, the Answer Connect person will put in that person's name and they get their phone number and email address. And as soon as they get done with the call, they hit their little button and our system will look on your contacts and see if there's one there with that email address or phone number. And if there is one, it'll put on a little note. And if there isn't one, it'll create a new contact for you.
How about that? How about that action? So, you know, like Chris was talking about last week, how he got some of those appointments set. Now, these people are going to call in and it's going to appear in your Sales Team Pro. Guys, what happens is you can connect all this stuff if you know what to do. And we know what to do. Steve knows what to do. We got a whole nother deal. Two more things that I'm not even going to talk about today, but let's just put it this way. What if your customers happen to call in and then they happen to receive an ad, okay, a Facebook ad or something like that, just happen to do that, okay? What would happen on that? Would that be cool? Anyway, we got that in the making. The professional practice series is almost done. We're going to get that done. Steve, we're close on the pipeline and stuff. Where are we at on that?
We're making progress on it.
All right, so we're going to have that. And then the sort system, all that stuff. Hey, Sales Team Pro Clubhouse is happening. Josh can talk about that when we get into the break here, we'll talk about that. So remember I said optimize, always make use of most effective, and then you want to be an alpha to where you just gain more and all that kind of stuff. You know, last week, because we had participation on this Answer Connect, hey, we went ahead and took the time to put the thing in. So if you are wanting to get a great answering service, go to the settings page or the resource page and click there. It'll work. It's a special offer for Sales Team Pro people. You know, I'm always focused on three things. Last week, we talked about more customers, getting a larger purchase size and more frequency of purchase. Now we're going to get into the agents and getting more productivity out of the agents. I built my business around opening the front door of my business and closing the back door. The math of losses, you've heard of that maybe in the stock market, but you know, if you have $100 and you lose 10% this year and gain 10% next year and lose 10% the next year and gain 10% the next year and do it again over and over and over again, every year you keep getting smaller. And what that means is $100, if you lose 10%, you have 90, then it gains 10%, you have 99, right? Then you lose 10%, you're losing more, right? Now you're down in the 89s and now you gain it back. And so what happens is the math of losses. So if you can shut the losses down, in other words, your retention levels, all right, you don't have to bring as much in the front door in order to grow, just like with your customers. If you don't lose customers, you get the back end money from the ones you kept. You get the growth on their investment that you kept. You get the referrals that you wouldn't have gotten had they left. So that's why you want to go ahead and be smart and do great customer service. Always be looking, download your AUM every month, take that AUM and then turn around and look through and just scan this stuff. Okay. And say, maybe I'll reach out to that one. You know, we call from top to bottom. Okay. It's the most amazing thing. I mean, I had a lady yesterday that we called that had 260,000 in her account. She's, you know, she's in her 70s, late 70s. And she tells me, she says, I know I ain't got that much time left on this earth, but I got $20,000 in the bank that's not doing anything. I'm going to send you a check. All right. I want you to do something with it. All right. And I mean, you think about that kind of stuff, 20 grand. I'm like, okay, great. You know, that'll work. All right. So the point is that you always got to be thinking that way, that you're going to stay in touch. And, you know, I look at it like, hey, I always, my first idea behind, AUM was, you know, did you know that on $10,000, you make $1.25 a month as a 12B1. So it would be worth spending a little money, okay, if you didn't have to put a lot of time and energy in to keep that buck and a quarter, because if you keep that buck and a quarter, they turn around another day and they give you $100,000. And then, so the lifetime value of your customer is what you're thinking about. So who is our customer? We have two customers. We have our agents, which is what we're going to talk about today. And then we have our customers. So anyway, so we start a new recruit off, right? I'm going to get into it to begin with. When I start a new recruit off, the first thing I want to do is give them a GPS. All right. So now let's go through and take a look at the things. Okay. What is the goal? The goal is to get licensed and trained in the first 30 days. Now, when you start thinking about licensed and trained in the first 30 days, most importantly, you need to focus on getting people licensed. Now, you cannot override someone that doesn't have a license. You can go sell something to their warm market, okay, but you can't override them. Now, I've always asked people this, would you rather make 100% and do the work or 50% and not do the work? Well, I've always been the 50%er. I would much prefer to not do the work and get paid 50% than do the work and get 100%. All right. So what I want to do is I want to focus on the result of getting a licensed person. I do not want to waste my energy on people that can't even be disciplined enough to pass the test. This is, you know, Art used to say any dum-dum can pass the test, right? And the reason he said that is because you think about it. If you're not getting licensed people, you can't grow. So the first goal is most importantly licensed. So now when I bring in a brand new person, what I'm going to do with them, first thing I'm going to do is I'll say, now we have a goal here for the first 30 days. And that is, we got to get you licensed and trained in a way in which at the end of the month, you're able to go solo. So what we're going to do is this: the licensing in our state requires about 12 to 15 hours of study. So what the first thing we're going to do is we're going to figure out when you're going to do it. Now, let me tell you how we do the licensing. It's one weekend. You're going to mess around on Friday night and you're going to cram on Saturday and Sunday, and you're going to test on Monday. We want to schedule your test now to be about right after lunch. So what's going to happen is we're going to start out. We're going to look at the calendar in the next 30 days. And we're going to say, all right, and when are you going to do that? Okay. I don't care when it is, but it's got to be done in the next 30 days. All right. So then we come up and we find out that the weekend they want to do it is this certain weekend. So that's fine. We're going to get you plugged into where you can be studying, but don't even worry about that. That's one weekend we're going to do. And you're going to tell your family that, hey, leave me alone that weekend. Go out of town. I don't care what you got to tell them, but you're going to get up and you're going to start messing around on Friday night. On Saturday and Sunday, you're going to cram it down, take the test. Monday, you get a little review, and then you take the test Monday afternoon. All right. Now, when you do that, the reason we do that, and I've had, 70% recruit to code ratio, did it for about 10 years in my base shop, recruiting 30 people a month. Next thing you know, I had 400 or 500 people in my base. All right. And if you have 400 people in your base, let me give you an example. If you have 300 code numbers in your base and you get one person out of 100, okay, to produce every day, that's 3 sales a day. That's 100 sales a month. All right, just on the life side. Then what you do, because you have a system, you get them securities licensed. And the next thing you know, you're cranking. This is my second month. You know, I look back last month, this month, we're over 10 million in new business in securities, because I got people that are licensed. All right. So you want to be thinking that way. So it's no specific order though. We don't care. But what we're going to do, then the other thing we're going to do is we're going to get you trained. You're going to get out on 3, 4, 5 appointments, maybe some more. And when we do that, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do the appointment first. You're going to watch. And then the next appointment, I'm going to let you do the front end. Then the next appointment, I'm going to let you do, you pay attention after we do the front and the back end. And you're going to learn the back end. So now you're going to be able to go from A to Z. I'll be there to help you. But when we get done, you're going to be trained. That's called field training. Now, if you go do field selling, you get your recruit to set 10 appointments up. You go on all of them. He sits there, she sits there and doesn't do anything. And then the next thing you know, you closed a bunch of business and then they're afraid to do anything because you made it hard. So if you make it appear easy to do doing the presentation is fine. Okay, anybody can do a flip chart PowerPoint. All they got to do is read it. All right. And if you have the presentation lined up right, you're great. That's the front end of the presentation. You have a back end system. I have a questionnaire that I use. Okay. I built the questionnaire around what I would do, and that would walk right through that. We get that going. The second thing is the plan. And that's how do we get them plugged into the system. So these are conversations that you talk to people about in order to get them. So now, before we go past the goal, let's find out what date you're going to do it and let's get you scheduled. Okay, guys, it's $59 in Tennessee to pay for your test. So it's $99, $25, and $59. I don't talk about $99 and we're going to pay for it, because here's what happens. If you do that, they have to make 85 on the practice exams. Then by time they get scheduled and all that kind of stuff, they've forgotten everything. And the key to licensing is it's a slow leak. So what we do is we get the leak, as we're leaking out what we learn, we go test before it's gone and you pass it. And that's how you do it. And I've done that with a Series 65 exam. I did that with a mortgage exam, exact same system personally, because I knew it worked on all the other stuff. So anyway, next thing is, you have a conversation with someone, all right? And you say, we got to get a plan in place. You know, we want to get you licensed and trained, but the first question is, what do you want? Are you wanting to make a little extra money, or are you wanting to go make 10 grand a month and quit your job as quickly as possible? What do you want out of this? All right. And they say, well, I want to really get it going. All right. So let me tell you what we're going to do. All right. What we're going to do is we're going to have a system to where we're going to collapse timeframes. Now, a lot of people don't realize what that's a word, but people don't realize what that means. So I'm gonna give you an example. A lot of you guys, you know, our one in charge that is created and gets in the phone with all of you, okay, to teach, get you lined up to do training, okay? And Kristen, who runs all of this for us, the way I met Kristen and her husband, Dan, was it started out with my martial arts guy said, you know, the best way to win a fight is to never get hit. And I'm like, okay, that's makes sense. And he says, the best way to never get hit is to have the best footwork. He said, Muhammad Ali trained by running 5 miles a day backwards. How about that? So he floats like a butterfly, never gets hit. And he said, what the key to martial arts is you got to be in the position of strength and your feet cause you to do that. I'm like, okay. So now when I started martial arts, I had these two Marines come out, decided I wanted to do it. And I spent a Saturday, I spent 5 hours with them. 5 hours, first day. They said, we never had anybody do this. I said, well, I know how to learn. All right. And they said, well, what do you want to do? I said, well, I want to do 2 hours a day for the next 30 days. That's what I want to do. So I booked these guys. They did one-on-one. They came to me and I did 2 hours a day, actually 2.5 hours a day, every single day, 7 days a week for 30 days. All right. 5 hours to kick it off, did all that kind of stuff. Well, here's what happened. Now, if I'd have done the same thing, even 2 hours, and most people say an hour, they go to their weekly little martial arts class. What would happen is every week, if I did every Tuesday, I would have to relearn what I forgot the Tuesday before. And then what happens is I would have to keep doing that. And now 30 weeks later, because I put an hour in versus 2 hours, I'm not even halfway through what I've done in the first 2 weeks. Okay. Learning by doing it over and over and over again. So then I got into the martial arts. He says the best way to learn how to fight is to, you should go take ballroom dancing. I'm like, ballroom dancing? I'm the guy that's never danced before in my life. And so what did I do? Kristen meets me and I go in there. And the first month I did it every day other than Sunday, I think, and some Saturdays, but I did that. I did like 2 hours every day and I went and did it. And not too long after, you know, I was doing a lot better. But the funny thing about it is they had this little deal and they said, hey, all of our new students are going to show off in a big crowd. And that was within about a week. And I was like, man, this is the most uncomfortable thing I've ever done. Right. But here's what happened. I learned how to learn before I got into the ballroom dancing, before I got into martial arts. When I get involved in something, I know that the learning curve, I don't want to be uncomfortable forever. So the question you would ask your new recruit, How long would you like to be uncomfortable doing this? That's the question. Would you like to be uncomfortable for a week, a month, a year? How long do you want to be uncomfortable? And most people are like, I don't want to be uncomfortable very long. Well, listen, guys, if you don't get people past being uncomfortable, they quit. So what you have to do is you have to get them out of their comfort zone. Okay, when they're uncomfortable, get them into something to where they get good enough to where they're comfortable. Now, if you bring somebody in, you need to tell them, so look, we have a system. Here's our system. Sunday night, Monday night, if you plug in on Tuesday, we got a kickoff meeting. We've got our training center. I'm going to go through all that. Okay, and you need to do something every single day for the next 30 days. Preferably you're listening to at least an hour a day while you're driving. If you really want to get into it, put 2 hours a day in every day while you're not with me, just listening, plugging in, all that kind of stuff. And then we're going to do some appointments. And then you got 1 weekend, you're going to get licensed. And at the end of a month, at the end of a week, you're going to be talking to people and be somewhat confident, at the end of a month, you're going to be like, this is great. I can do this. Then we're going to put aside a schedule to be doing something productive. So when are you going to take and spend that hour or 2 hours, whatever it may be? When are we going to do the appointments? What days are we going to work? We're going to block it off and fill it up. Okay, guys, the key to my success is the schedule. I'm always on my schedule. That's what I do. I have a schedule. I know what I do Monday and Tuesday. I'm busy. I know what's going on. And then if I'm out of town, Bree knows exactly what our plan is. We make up, but I always get my 2 days a week done. Okay. And I mean, that's how I make money. All right. And then the last thing, once you've done this, you create an accountability system to where you check in with people and make sure that they're doing what they said they were going to do. So this is the starting system. So then what you do is you talk to people about the system. You always sell the system. It's online. You can work from home. Everybody wants that, right? The next thing is a side hustle. You got anything going on the side? That's a recruit. So now you're talking about our great system. You talk to the people that once you recruit them about making money and getting promoted, about why we're different. So people know that we actually do educate. We can back it up every week with our client education series. If you want to build a business, guess what? We got that every week, and we have technology that supports it. And we actually follow up and do the things we're supposed to do to get people to stick with us, birthdays, holidays, annual reviews. So you're always selling the system to your people. Then you teach them how it works. They upload the app. Guys, 36,000 names got put in the last 30 days. Blows my mind. And got you realize 36,000 names, and we have not allowed anybody to subscribe new other than free account since August of last year. How about that? Not, and we're got a year, almost a year later, 36,000 new names. You want to give a free account to every new rep. You want to talk to them about growing their database. The database is the key to your business. If you have people to call all the time and people to contact all the time, you start making money. So you grow the total number of the total size of the database, and you grow the number of new prospects. You teach them how to invite and use landing pages. All right. You teach them how to use Zoom. All right. All of this is inside of Sales Team Pro. And then you say, hey, we're going to increase the number of people we're following up on Zoom with. Okay. And we're going to get our team to all the online events. Everything that's happening, we're doing it. And then you track results, okay? Your cash grows, your team cash grows, and you're off to do it. So now, what you have to be thinking about is if you have to do the grind if you want the glory, right? Everybody would love to just push a button, sit back. Okay, guys, if you were to hang out with me on a Monday and Tuesday, you would see, I mean, I just roll, okay? But I do it because I know that if I get that done, then I have a few other little things going on. Hey, I get to go play golf. I get to go do what I want to do. I mean, that's what it's all about, all right? To have freedom, okay, to do what you want to do. I didn't do this. Gosh, I forgot. But, hey, my daughter graduated from college on Saturday, my second daughter. I had my boys, my two boys are like me. They are not college material, it sounds like, okay? And, you know, I had a 1.9 average when I was in college for 2 years at a not real hard school. But I had learned that I wanted to be in sales and make money and do that kind of stuff. So it worked out. I was here with Christian David, and he's another one of those dropouts too. So, you know, I can name all the dropouts. So I told my boys, I said, look, think of it this way. Now that you didn't finish college, I had a picture of my two daughters with me, and I said, my two college grads. And then I had my boys come over along with one of their boyfriends. And I said, just come on over here. I said, now we're going to have a list of I have a picture of the dropouts. So here we are with a picture of the dropouts. And I said, hey, you know, what's a good thing about being a dropout? And they're looking at me like, what? I said, well, you can't get a job. Okay. I mean, you're going to have, you go to some company and try to get a job. They're going to say, you don't even have a college degree. You can't get a job here. Right. And they're like, well, now that's not very encouraging. Now, what it is, what's encouraging about it is guys, if you don't have options, sometimes that causes you to go make a lot of money. All right. And then what you have to do is you have to do the grind if you want the glory. Right. And that's the way it is. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to Sales Team Pro and I want to show you what I do bringing people in. Okay. As a brand new person. So let's go. I bring them in to recruit them, and let's go in here and we're going to get Sales Team Pro and then we'll add some comments here. So where's my login? There it is. All right. Oh, and by the way, guys, just to give you an idea, I just passed over the 10,000 contact mark. How about that? Wouldn't that be exciting to know you got 10,000 names to follow up on? Think you can make some money if you built your 10,000 names? All right. So now I bring a brand new person on. First thing I'm going to do with them is I'm going to bring them in and I'm going to talk to them about the app. Remember how to download the app and everything like that. And then I'm going to go over here and in the campaign section, I'm going to go send them a campaign. Okay. A welcome campaign. So I go to the recruit. Where's the recruit at? Why am I blind here? Am I blind? Where's the recruit? There it is. Okay. And then what I'm going to do is we're going to do the series. Okay. And so we go right here and we're going to send them this campaign, right? And you'll get to look at it. It also gives them a login to where they can get Sales Team Pro. So now I recruited four people this month and here's how it worked. They watched the video of the overview, brief followed up, scheduled a Zoom with them. And then I get on there with them and talk to them about the system. And I go in and I say, the first thing we have is we have this software that we use. And I pull up Sales Team Pro. Now, inside of this software, we have the ability for you to go out and follow up with people. And I show them the publicly shareable links and the landing pages and how that works. So what we'll be able to do is work through a system. Then I talk about our Sunday night system and our Monday, but our Monday system is where you can bring people into to a webinar series to where they can get an introduction to money. That's a great way to do it. We have all of these different campaigns that we can do, call introductions. We've got a lot of ways of doing it. You can text them, call them, but the bottom line is you want to get them some idea of what's going on. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get into that. That's where a trainer gets more involved in it. But then I'm going to show them how that system works. Then I'm going to go in. I'll say one of the most important things that are one of the biggest fears people have is they're never going to learn how to do the business. They don't know anything about sales. They don't know about finance and any of that kind of stuff. And so the first thing I do is tell them, I say, now we are going to, now I've already gone through that first part about, you know, getting them licensed and when they're going to go and stuff like that. This is when I'm bringing them into the ongoing process, Detail Sunday, all these different kickoffs, everything like that. And one of the biggest fears people have, I don't know anything about money. I don't know anything about finance. Guess what? I go to the training center and I say, look at all of the information that we have. And every one of these people, these are 1 to 2 hour sessions, sometimes longer. Okay. On how you can learn about the business. All right. So this is what you're going to do every day. Additionally, we're going to send you something every morning to kind of get you started. That's the 30-day series on learning. And look at all of this content over. This is what, hey, there's no excuse ever to say you didn't know what to do. We're going to give you everything. And you need to dig into this and you can go in and you look, it's you're right there. It's an audio. There's 2 hours just right there. Okay. And we've got hundreds and hundreds of hours, and we're adding new stuff every week. And we've got all of them archived back in time. Look at all that kind of stuff. So that's the first thing I do is I show them that. Okay. I'll also go back to the dashboard or to the resource page. And I go down, I said, if you don't like it that way, register for the Sales Team Pro podcast and it'll get sent to you. Now we've got the rest of it we got going on. We've got the, you know, the clubhouse, got all kinds of things like that happening. So now you got a brand new person going. So what do? We got it. We went through that GPS. They're scheduled for the license. They plug, you've got them, you've shown them how the system works. You bring them on to Sales Team Pro, show them how the training center, this training center is your best recruiting tool you can ever have right here. You can even show them how to upload all of the different series of things. You know, if you want to, you know, they want to see everything, go in there, go to the landing pages. All right. All these kind of things that you can do to get people engaged in there. And then you want to talk to them about every day doing something. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to cut off, call on a few people. Hey, Josh, why don't you tell us about what we're doing on what you're doing that you volunteered to do on the Clubhouse?
Yeah. So if you're not familiar with Clubhouse, it's probably the fastest growing social media platform in the country. It's exploding. It's an audio based only platform. And so Android is in beta. I found out they are working on it. It's going to be coming out soon for all the Android users. It is by invite only. So some confusion on that. Kristen and I were trying to help everybody out. It's still an invite only thing. So what you want to do if you don't have an invite is go ask some of your Facebook friends or friends out in the world. See if somebody out there can get you into Clubhouse. They have to send you an invitation to get in. But it's an amazing platform. We had a great conversation last week. This week, we're going to be talking about why to focus on building a personal brand, maybe more than your business brand. So focusing on your name versus a company name. So we're going to be talking about that. And we're just looking forward to really growing this, just kind of taking the conversation from Tuesdays and moving it into another day, which is Friday morning, 9 a.m. Central. So 10 Eastern is when we are doing that. Runs for 1 hour. And for more info, Kristen's going to be posting to the Facebook Sales Team Pro page today. So make sure to get on there and check that out too.
Yeah, so basically, guys, what that app really is like a radio show. Would that be the best way to explain it?
Yeah, it's like a live podcast. So we were able to, you know, we kind of have a keynote speaker, a couple of keynote speakers, they're talking, they start having a conversation back and forth and the dialogue just becomes really powerful. And the reason we did it versus Zoom, for some people asking, is it's mobile. I mean, you can be driving, you can be out, you can be sitting at a desk at work, you can.
And it's only audio too.
Yeah, it's purely audio.
Audio. And the question is, can we record those?
No, at this point, no, you can't. I mean, theoretically, somebody could have another device and record it next to it or something, but you cannot record from Clubhouse Direct.
Okay, cool. All right. Hey, and I appreciate it. Josh is rolling on that. He took the initiative and, you know, we got so many good things going on, man. It's unbelievable. Hey, Christian David, man, you killed me this weekend. We got my buddy. He and Roxanne, we had a great time this weekend. So what about Nashville, man? Should people want to come to Nashville? It was your first visit, right?
Yes, it was. I had heard about Nashville and I thought, okay, little country music, little Grand Ole Opry. I had no idea what to expect. We show up on a Thursday and it is epic. I have never seen such a hot, hip, happening town. Friday at 1 o'clock going down that street, it's a work day, right? It's a Friday. This place is wide open, four stories, bands, people having a great time. It was really, I've been to a lot of places. We've been all over, you know, and a lot of great places, but I have never experienced a town with that vibe, that life, that much fun, that much friendly people and hospitality. It was fantastic, Roy. And to have an opportunity to spend you know, a lot of time with you and just one-on-one and hear you communicate the business, talk about the business, you know, all the things that you're doing. I just, you know, I left there that weekend so better. You're a genius. You're a freaking, your brain. Your brain just works like very few other brains. Your mind, your knowledge.
I've had a lot of females tell me that too.
You are crazy. You are insane. You are a wild man.
I get those exact words.
You are a beast. And when it comes to this business, your mind, and what I was just thinking about, you know, before, you know, it's like recruit somebody and just hope and pray, you know, hope and pray they stick around long enough. The business is caught, not taught. And then I'm looking at your library of content that before, you know, when we were coming up in the business, how are we going to learn the business, man? Trial and error, baptism by fire. There was no resources. Yeah, we had the Pushing Up People book. You know, we had the A.O. Williams Way or something. We, you know, but what you've put together now for a new person who is really serious about doing something great. I loved your comment. Would you rather earn 100% doing all the work or 50% earning or doing none of the work? Man, I never heard that before. I love that. But that's our life. You know, we're going to, we've earned over 85,000 this month. They'll probably end up at 90 doing none of the work, basically. And that's from recruiting and training and developing people. And I'm just very excited about the future with what you put together here and having you go through it. And then just giving people a plan, you know, that step-by-step plan instead of just chaos. Hey, show up to the next meeting and maybe we'll do a few appointments. But what you got here is amazing. And by the way, in Nashville, you know, that's my birthday weekend. The yes. Big 6-0.
He is spending his birthday weekend 60 years old at the Sales Team Pro Marketing.
I would never even consider doing something as crazy as going to a Primerica meeting on my 60th birthday. But man, a road trip to Nashville with a group of our key people or as many as we can drag down there just sounds like an epic, transformative, empowering, memorable relationship building opportunity.
And we're going to have fun, man. We know how to have fun down here. Nashville is fun and we're going to have plenty of time, but you're going to learn and all that. But yeah, he came down. He's like, first time ever to Nashville. Had no idea. And everybody that comes to Nashville, they always say, this is the best town anywhere.
Right? It's the best town I've ever been to for fun and a good time. The best. Hands down, not even close anywhere else.
That's good. Hey, buddy. Thanks, man. Hey, so we got to hang out. We had a great time. I mean, what a weekend about it. Now I understand how Chris Howard operates. It seems like everybody comes to Nashville and says, hey, man, I'm going to be in Nashville. Next thing you know, I'm killing myself. These guys killed me for sure. So anyway, hey, we had some great stuff this weekend. I wanted to call on some people. First off, hey, Chuck, talk to us. Y'all killed it on Sunday. Give me some ideas here, buddy.
Well, we had a great meeting on Sunday. Dante Owens and myself, we talked about life insurance, and we did the meeting in a free-flowing type of style. Obviously, there were some things we wanted to hit and really teach people about. We gave life examples in that call, and it was a great meeting. And then we opened it up for Q&A. And at the end, people were asking these different questions. So it was great. We had a great time. And I thank you for the opportunity to help people come up. So
give me one idea, okay, that somebody from Sunday night, what's your best idea Sunday night when it comes to what you guys are covering?
One of the biggest things I think we covered is I had a letter that was from one of my clients. This lady heard me do the presentation years ago and she was stone-faced. She didn't, I couldn't read her expression, but she actually called her insurance company. She had a whole life policy. And basically the whole life policy company wrote her back and said, you should have known this is a stupid product to buy. If you've done the math, it shows you that you're going to pay more on the policy than what it's worth. I mean, we had that in writing and I use that in my training. I showed it to everybody. It just blew their butts away that the cash value industry disrespects its customers. They don't give a crap about them. And so that was the biggest thing that came out of there.
Yeah, you know, it's I was on the golf course Friday, and it's just funny. I play golf with all these guys, and I'm on number 10, and he says to me, he says, "What do you think about annuities?" Okay. And I said, well, I said, you know, I hadn't done business with this guy. I've known him and just should have done business with him. And he said, well, he says, my Northwestern Mutual guy is talking to me about annuities. And I was like, Jim, do you have insurance, whole life cash value insurance with Northwestern Mutual? And he's like, yeah. I said, dude, you are getting totally hosed. Okay. And we're going through this thing. Okay. And he's like, hold on. And then my other buddy that I've done business with, he's like, you got Northwestern Mutual whole life insurance? Are you stupid? this is on the 10th hole. It's like, and so we get done and we go in, we go back in there and he's spending $15,000 a year on whole life. $15,000 a year on whole life. And the funny thing, so I'm sitting in there getting, having a beer afterwards. And I tell him, I get the girl, I said, can you bring me a little piece of paper? Okay. And a pen. And she brings me a little piece of paper about like that, you know, and I'm just going in there and I'm saying, here's how this works. Now, let me ask you something. What happens when you die? You got how much coverage? 700,000. You said you had 100,000 in cash. What happens to your 100,000? He's like, I don't know. I said, they take it. How about that? All right. And this guy's like, whoa, man. All right. So anyway, I'm like, all right, so let me give you an idea. So I pull out my deal right then. And I said, look, I can give you a 10-year term for $2,200. How about that? And save you $1,000 a month. Take the 100 grand and move. He's like, all right, dude, you sold me. All right. You see, dude, it's everywhere. You never know. It's just, gosh. Okay. Hey, very good, Chuck. Dante. Hey, thanks, buddy. Tell us what you got. Give us a good idea off Sunday night.
I think, you know what I started with, man. And first of all, man, I always appreciate the opportunity to talk. But, you know, as we start opening back up and going out to see people, even getting people on Zoom for 10 to 15 minutes, you can do a quick, you know, we call them 2-minute presentation. That's really what Bank A, Bank B is. It's all about telling the story. Everybody want to hear a story, and stories sell. You know, you taught me that when you was walking around with those books with the American funds, right? Stories sell. So I always adopted that, and that's what we do. So you got 2 seconds, man, to jump on, and I draw out Bank A, Bank B, or if I'm sitting in a line, it take about 3 to 5 minutes to do. You learn a 2-minute presentation, and that's going to take your business to another level. Another thing is you got something in a Sales Team Pro that's real powerful, because we got to get people marketing for us. And to get people marketing for us or even giving us a referral so we can stay in play is ask for a referral. Like every 90 days, just shoot that thing out to everybody and ask, see if you can get some referrals just from people. You never know what you can get. Had a lady last month that made personal introductions for me and was able to go write, you know, $2,000 in business, because she made the introduction and we are professional enough to be able to take it a step further. So Bank A, Bank B was what I used to close them. So yeah, that's the idea that I got.
So guys, what you want to do is you, and what he's saying right now is what if you can figure out a way in 2 minutes, 3 minutes, something like that, to get somebody interested enough that you have they're willing to sit down with you and then do something. That's what I did with this guy. Okay. I spent more time with him, but you know, it's funny. Everywhere you go, you got to be on, right? I mean, you never know what you're going to, you know, airplane, you know, had a great prospect off the airplane. Then I'm playing golf and all you got to do is be, you got to just be on. And a lot of times this stuff's right in front of you and you're like, I don't know what to do. Okay. But start thinking about, you know, how do you do it? All right. And this little Bank A, Bank B, most of you, probably everybody on here knows how to do it, but do you know how to sell it? Okay, right? Make it happen. But, hey, Dante, thanks for helping us on Sunday. Dave Deal, hey, buddy, where are you at, Dave? Are you here?
Yeah, hey, Roy.
Give us some ideas, man. You're a master in the securities business and building a business. What do you get out of all this?
Well, I mean, it's just awesome what you've put together with Sales Team Pro. I had fun last night with the two seminars doing it, and it's just, it fits so much into the system. I just implore people to plug into the system, learn the system. That'll take you, you know, some time. There are so many moving parts. You keep adding to it, which keeps us on our toes. But, you know, I think that's the key thing, is just be a professional. Learn the value of Sales Team Pro. There's just so many resources here. Don't let it intimidate you. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, you know? So just, you know, take it step by step. And I'm talking to me on this because, you know, as a baby boomer, sometimes, you know, it can be intimidating with all these young whippersnappers like Josh, you know, that just pick up on this stuff, and it just added to their business. But, you know, I think the bottom line is that we've got to really make that commitment to learn everything. And like you said before, hire people to help you. And that's what we've done. And now our staff is really coming up to speed. And I'll look forward to adding Answer Connect now to the process. So just appreciate you, Roy. Thank you for the opportunity.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate your help on all this stuff. Guys, one of the things that I read a survey, it was from one of the financial advisor magazines. And this was midsummer last year. And it talked about that, you know, in polling these advisors, all right, like 63% of them were worried about losing customers. Okay. How about that? That they're worried about it. And you know what their primary reasoning they were worried is? Lack of communication as a result of the pandemic. What about that? Isn't that something? I mean, think about that. All right. And so we, you know, one of the things that I remember back in the days, when I first got on the radio, I was doing a ton of American Funds, and then I got on the radio. Of course, I was doing all this business. And I called my wholesaler up and I said, "Hey, man," I said, "I'm taking this radio show all over the place, and I would like for American Funds to be the sponsor of the radio show." And he says, "Yeah," he says, "you know, we just don't do that stuff." He said, "What we do is just our goal is to research companies, provide good rates of return, and never embarrass you." And he said, "And then we tell the customers, they say, well, how often do you get in touch with us?" So, well, we're generally accused of over-communicating. Okay. That's our biggest fault, is that we over-communicate. How about that? And that's the way you go and build a long-term business. I mean, you go communicate, you truly go out and you stay in touch, you utilize technology to make things happen like that, and then you get it going. Mike Armendariz, what are you doing, buddy? Okay, now let me tell you the life of Mike, okay? So here is the life of Mike. And are you on the golf course now?
Getting no, ready? Brother.
Huh?
I'm STP all the way, bro, on Tuesday morning.
So let me give you the life of Mike. Now let Mike give you the life of Mike. So Mike, what have you been doing the last couple of weeks?
Well, like the normal deal, we do our thing. We've made a commitment to celebrate life and things that we wanted to achieve. So we do a golf week trip every month. Got our
streak going. We went to Orlando.
Orlando. That was on like the 10th, I think. And then after that, I went down to Columbia and played some more golf.
In Tennessee as in the country. All right. Yeah. Been down there how long? Okay.
Another week, you know.
Another week.
And then now I'm back on it, man.
Yeah.
Hey, and you know what, Roy? One of the things you were saying there, I know we're getting lower on time, but, you know, and Dave was talking, you know, there are a lot of moving parts. It could be intimidating, but you don't have to be. I mean, really, with what you have, plugging them in, getting a system is start conversation starters, right? Like if you're intimidated, you still got to do it. Like if you're out there for a part-timer, I used to always, you know, when I had a job 100 years ago, I'd always say like, "Hey Roy, how's it going?" He's like going, and then it didn't take long for somebody to start throwing up on you in this day and age. Right. And so Roy, maybe you'd say like, something so-and-so. And then I go, "Yeah, man, I'm sick of this crap, man. That's why I started doing something on the side."
Yep. There you go. What do you
guess? What'd he say?
What are you doing, Mikey?
And then boom, there's my door opener.
Hey, let me send you that link. To this thing.
Yeah, now you get that link. So you get a conversation starter. If you're out and about and shopping and stuff right now, you could still do the same thing, but and get your system down. So like, I mean, it would qualify if Roy was helping me somewhere, I'd say something like, hey man, how you doing, man? How's work been going? You about sick of this crap or what? Now, if he goes like, oh no, this is serious, man, you got to be careful. Great. I probably wouldn't get his number. But man, you about sick of this mask and stuff? And the guy goes, man, I can't take it. There's my door opener. See what
there
I mean?
You go.
So getting out and start a few conversation starters where you don't have to like attack them like a pit bull. You can
I don't know if
we do that. Or... And what I'm trying to do is 5 to 10 numbers a day. That's even easier now.
Oh,
create opportunities for them to kind of and get involved.
Very good. Hey, you guys, you take advantage of the soft sell. The soft sell is great. You just get a name, you send a link, you follow up on the link. Hey, I see Keith Hageman. What's going on, Keith? I know Keith's having great success. Keith, are you available right now? Keith. Where's Gary? He is. Hey, buddy. You're
here, man.
Hey, buddy. Tell us something good.
I'm in my business.
Arlie, I want you to close this. I see you on here if that's good. So go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm sitting here, Todd. Listen, Christian David, you're so freaking awesome. 90% of wins been inside. I'm like, I want to go to freaking Nashville today. So anyway, Roy, I mean, it really, Christian did say it. Your brain's in a whole nother freaking stratosphere. I'm praying that someday that I can get 10% absorption.
Well, tell us what you have absorbed. Give us a good idea that people can take and use.
Here's what I would say. Don't give up. Get a little bit better. Listen, if y'all do this, get 1% better a day, 1% better in a year, you'll be 365% better. And if you can teach your people that and just get them to plug into it. And then talk about it. Because that's always been the since the beginning, Art Williams. He sold the sizzle, man. And I think sometimes we as old farts, and I'm me included, we forget it's okay to be excited. It's okay to talk about, man, this will change your freaking life. But you can't be a dull, disillusioned, frustrated, dadgum crybaby. You got to talk about it and let them do that. And Roy, what you've done, what I'm doing personally, the very first thing, and it started off, my secretary is making personal birthday calls. And I've done almost $2 million in trades in the last 2 months from that one thing.
Income is personal, up. Last 12 personal, months, income is up how much? Last 12 months.
My income up the last 9 months is up 100 grand.
How about that? That's what it's all about. That's why we got guys like him on here talking. Everybody that I call on, okay, we know what they're doing. You with me? So, I mean, that's what it's all about. Hey, thanks. Hey, Keith, thank you. Arlie, how you doing, buddy? Arlie Larson.
Doing awesome, man. I'll tell you what, you guys, I always love getting on this call. We've been so freaking busy. I just am looking at my numbers. In the first 4 months, we're up 57% in securities.
How about that?
And I go 57%, and we weren't that bad last year. So I'm going like, I have no idea where this is going. I just know that every month we got several hundred thousand, several diamonds. We just celebrated a $700,000 earner last night, Byron Chatfield. And it just doesn't stop if you don't stop. One of the problems most people have is they settle or they get lazy. And I mean, Roy, your system, and I believe you are a freaking genius, a weird genius, because you just keep on doing the same old stuff and keep adding to it, making it better and better and better. But most people don't spend the time to use what they're paying for, and they don't stop and think about the multiples. And this business is impossible to understand. If you start to logically think through this business, you're not going to make much of it. But if you just emotionally get connected and then you start to teach it and sell the sizzle, as we just heard, and start getting people excited, the multiples are going to happen. Most people, and we started running a assets under admin report for our whole hierarchy after we started listening to Roy and talking about it. And it's absolutely stunning. We have $4 billion now under management. But what's really neat is the people who thought they didn't have a business have got like $100 million under management, and they might have 60 of it personal. And I go like, hey, buddy, if you happen to ever have a brain, you got to think that every last person that came and left, left you something that you're living off, and your income is going to go through the roof. Because security is the only thing that when you promote somebody, it doesn't go down. Your securities income is locked, it's frozen, and it goes up. And you know, if you master the insurance business, like we can see, I was just looking at the California incomes. I mean, it's ridiculous the kind of money people are making on the insurance business. Ridiculous. But they're out there making it happen in the basin first a lot. And once you get older, and I shut my base down a couple of years ago and said, I know I'm going to take a $250,000 hit. Well, you know what? We took a, maybe $100,000. Now we're building it back. And I'll probably not run at 72 years old another base shop and hire and train a lot of people. But I can tell you that our 2,091 people licensed are running base shops. And our 200 roughly RVPs are running base shops. And if they all run a 10 base, we just did a game plan last night for Byron to go over a million. If you actually get out there and excite people and create some kind of incentive, this thing's going to explode. Roy, your system is so incredible. I just wish I had more time. I mean, we've been just flat out going crazy, and it's just impossible to do all the things you want to do. But the leverage here using STB and the leverage using all the tools available, the videos and all the stuff that Dean's doing. I mean, it is just overwhelming what you can do compared to what you used to be. Collapsing timeframes. I mean,
we got a nationwide Zoom base shop. We got a nationwide Zoom customer base. We got guys.
Unbelievable.
It doesn't get any better. Hey, thanks, Arlie. Good talk to you, man. Hey, y'all have a great week. Saturday morning, remember, we got the kickoff, and also get the registration forms in. I don't want to get behind on it. I need to get a count for Nashville. Y'all have a great week. See you later.